Hello, hello. I'm Elizabeth Busby. Welcome to Discerning Marriage. Today, we are talking about the most raw breakup song I have literally ever heard. This song by Taylor Swift will change the way that you think about dating. Before we get into it, though, I do want to give a disclaimer that I do not espouse everything that Taylor Swift says. I don't agree with everything Taylor Swift says, but I do think that it is beautiful to be able to look at good art and separate out the wheat and the weeds. I use the analogy of a colander, like you take all the colander, the thing you use for noodles, right? You like take your pot of water and your noodles and you dump it into the colander and you shake it all around. You let the water go. You keep all the nourishing noodles that can help enrich your life. That's kind of what I do with art, pop culture, all those things. I'm doing it with Taylor's album. So I love me a good breakup song because I feel like breakup songs, the artistry that is a breakup song has a way of communicating what's going on in the human experience. And like when a person goes through a breakup, they have all of their feelings, big feelings. I mean, breakups come with like some of the biggest feelings that exist because a breakup is a form of grief. A breakup is a form of loss. A breakup is a form of death. And so we feel like really, really deeply with breakups. But with breakups, unlike other losses and other deaths and other traumas, a lot of the pain of a breakup is invalidated by like the people around you and the culture around you most of the time. Breakups are a very underappreciated suffering. But breakup songs help us to sort through the really big, rich, complicated feelings that we have about breakups because the culture and the world and our families sometimes aren't able to help us do that. A good therapist can help you do that, but not everyone has one of those. So we have these big feelings when we have a breakup. We don't always know how to sort through them. We don't always know how to give voice to them. We don't always know how to talk about like the implication of them in our life. So breakup songs help us do that. And you guys, Taylor Swift's new album, which I know everyone is talking about, and my male audience are probably rolling their eyes right now, but don't, male audience, leave, because I think that you will really appreciate what I have to say about this. So this breakup song, it's called So Long London, and I almost don't have words for how raw this song is. Like, as I was listening to it, I was just, like, actually speechless by how this woman managed to communicate the depth of agony that she felt in this relationship and in the breakup. Oh, it's so raw. So because of copyright things, I can't play this video, which is fair. I get that. Go watch the official lyric video, the whole thing. It's so haunting and beautiful, and you'll be able to see the words. And then come back so I can talk to you about them. I'm going to read these lyrics to you that I want to talk about. All right. I stopped CPR after all, it's no use. CPR meaning like the relationship is dying. She was trying to save it. The spirit was gone, we would never come to, and I'm pissed off you let me give you all that youth for free. So long, London, stitches undone, two graves, one gun, I'll find someone. You guys, the lyric that I really want to focus on here is that idea of giving your youth away for free. So one of the things I think people don't think about, men especially, is what it means to have fertility. So a woman is only fertile for a set amount of time in her life. Like she only has a handful of decades. Even if she lives to be 90, 100 years old, there's still only a set amount of decades that she's capable of having a baby. That is not true for men. Men are able to have babies like forever, but women are not able to do that. So when a woman is dating in the prime of her youth, she is basically giving you those years of fertility. When she says, I gave you my youth for free, she dated this guy for like 6 years. That's 6 years that she gave him. She gave not only her youth in all the other ways that it means, but she gave her fertility to him, right? She like preserved her fertility, paused her fertility, if you will, didn't act on that fertility in the hope that she would end up getting married and having babies with this guy. Because according to the song, who knows what actually happened, but according to the song and what we are led to believe from the song, she wanted to get married. He didn't want to get married. In that space of time where they were going back and forth about whether or not to get married, her biological clock was ticking. Like every month that passed, some fertility was gone, right? And so now that she's out of the relationship and she's like in her early 30s, she's my age, so she's in her mid 30s right now, so much of her fertility is gone. Hopefully she still has some, but we don't know. She gave all of those years, those precious years, to him. And at the end of the day, according to the song, again, we don't actually know what happened, but according to the song, like he didn't end up wanting to get married. So from that perspective, like if he knew that the entire time and she was holding on, hoping that he would end up marrying her, can you see how that like was super rude because I mean, I'm imagining he wasn't thinking about it. I'm not like saying he was being rude in his actions. We have no idea what he was thinking. But you guys, the people that I can talk to, as you guys can process your relationships and you guys can process the choices that you make, I want you to be intentionally thinking about this idea. If you don't want to get married at all or to the person that you're with, just tell her. Tell the truth to her that you don't want to get married to her. It feels like it would be so painful to like end the relationship, especially for their example, in like a 6-year relationship, right? You have so much time and energy and effort like tied up in this other person. It can feel really impossible to walk away. But in reality, the most loving thing to do, the most respectful, kind thing to do is to just be honest that this isn't what you want, either in general or with her, and end it so that if she does want to get married and have babies, she is able to give those years of her fertility to someone who is actually going to help her reach that goal, to move the relationship toward marriage and toward babies. Just the haunting idea that she gave him all of those years of her youth. And the reality is, she gave him all those years of her fertility. Like, youth in some ways is a synonym for fertility. She may not have meant it that way, but that's totally what I read. Like, she gave him those years of her fertility. She will never get them back. They are gone. And who knows what's going to happen with Taylor and her fertility. She may be able to go on and have babies if she gets married and wants them. She may not. And if she can't, it may or may not be because she used these years with someone who wasn't able to commit to her and get married and have babies with her. But for all of you who listen to this song and it resonates with you, that you gave these years of your youth, you gave these years of your fertility to someone and they didn't cherish them as the gift that they were. They didn't value how precious they were. I want you to take all of that pain to the Lord in prayer, and if you need to a therapist to help you work through how painful it was that you gave all of these years to someone and they didn't cherish them. And men, those of you who are watching this video who are recognizing like, oh my goodness, I totally strung someone on in my past. Like, I feel so bad. Do reparation for that. Pray for that. Fast for her. Say, you know, like if you can say you're sorry, go for it. Probably you can't. Most of the time, I think it's probably not a good idea to like call her up and tell her sorry. But like, offer up prayers for her and offer up fasting for her and tell the Lord you're sorry and ask for blessing to rain down on her. And then learn from that, okay? And in the future, make intentional choices about who you're dating and how long you're dating them. And as soon as you know that you don't want to marry this person, just courageously end it. So there are so many other lyrics in the song that just really, they just so beautifully espouse the angst and the longing. So if you have gone through a breakup and you haven't heard the song, go listen to the song in a place by yourself where you can like weep over the agony that you felt, but then offer that pain to the Lord, or find a good therapist who can help you walk through all of the pain that is being stirred up by these lyrics. And let's all say a prayer for Taylor. And then also say a prayer for everybody who is listening to these lyrics and recognizing that there is this ache and longing in their heart for goodness and beauty and truth. And it has been thwarted in the past through pain and painful choices and painful relationships, and that you want healing and freedom moving forward. So I hope this was helpful. Ah, you guys, I'm gonna go pray for all of you watching this. This good art has such a way of cracking us open. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of good art and good artists who communicate that to all of us. And I am praying for all of you. Until next time, stay close to the heart of Jesus and be not afraid. Bye.